stand nobly brave and tall, and join this glorious fight.
Hello, everyone. I hope you guys have been having a wonderful week. I have James here with me again today. Do you want to say hello?
Hello.
And we are excited to share today's story with you. We are going to find out what Nephi has to tell us next. If you can remember, he is talking to his posterity and anyone who hardens their hearts against Christ. He said, "After Christ is resurrected, he will show himself to you, my posterity. He will give you new laws to follow instead of the law of Moses. And many years and generations after that, you will have many, many wars." Then Nephi said, "My people here in the promised land will be given signs to tell them that the Messiah has been born. And they will be given signs to tell them that he has died and has been resurrected. And at those days, the wicked will be destroyed because they hate the prophets and the saints and they try to kill them. Anyone who is proud in their hearts or thinks that they are better than God will be destroyed. It will be like God burns them right up. God lists different tragedies that will come to those who...
meaty smelling ashes?
Meaty smelling ashes?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure it wouldn't smell very good if everybody got burned up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, God listed different tragedies that will come to those who kill his saints and prophets. It would be like the earth will open its mouth wide open to swallow them up. They will be covered with mountains, and tornadoes will carry them away, and they'll be crushed by falling buildings, and they'll have thunderstorms with lightning and earthquakes and fire, and they will be completely destroyed." Oh my goodness, do you remember? I don't know if you guys have watched the newer Book of Mormon videos that depict when Christ died and then appeared to Nephi's posterity in America. Do you remember watching that?
Uh-huh.
And all those natural disasters that happened. There were people that got burned by fire, a guy that got carried away in a tornado. There were great winds and... So if you haven't seen those videos, maybe you guys can watch them this week. In fact, those would be good videos to watch before Easter, because they talk about when Jesus appeared to the people in America after he was resurrected. Now, how do you think that Nephi felt about knowing that his wicked posterity was going to be destroyed?
Yeah, of course.
How do you think he felt?
Bad.
Bad? Yeah, sometimes it might be easy to feel happy and glad that wicked people are destroyed. But Nephi was so, so sad. He said, "Oh, my soul feels such pain and anguish for all my people that will be slain. I have seen their destruction in visions, and I feel so sad that it sometimes feels like my sorrow is eating me right up."
What the?
Yeah. But he said, "I remember that God is perfect and just, and that his ways are higher than mine. And I do feel hope and happiness about the righteous. Anyone who still listens to the prophets and watches for Christ to come, even if they're punished for these actions by other people, will not be destroyed. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, will appear to them here in the promised land and will heal them. And my people will have peace for three generations. Even the fourth generation will partly be righteous, but after this, a speedy destruction will come to my people who choose to be wicked. And oh, even though it hurts my soul to think of it, I can't deny that I have seen that these things will really happen. You see, God's spirit cannot be with anyone who chooses wickedness. And when the spirit leaves a person for good, speedy destruction comes right their way. And this fact grieves and saddens my soul. But again, I do feel hope for anyone who believes in Christ, since he will make himself known unto them by the power of the Holy Ghost. He will even work mighty miracles, signs, and wonders for those who have faith in him. So I'm going to stop Nephi's story for just a moment to ask you if you know that Christ lives.
Yes.
You do? Those who are listening, ask yourself the same questions. Do you know that Christ lives?
Yes.
Have you ever had the Holy Ghost speak to your heart and mind to let you know that Christ really lives?
Well, that Wednesday night when I was afraid I'd have another nightmare, then I said you said a little prayer, and then I said a little prayer. When after I said a little prayer, I felt really calm. Well, calmer, I meant. And I think that that was the Holy Ghost reassuring me that Heavenly Father would said no nightmares.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think that's true. I think it was the Holy Ghost coming to you and talking to your heart and your mind. Thanks for sharing that experience. So those that are listening, and even you, James, think about a time that the Holy Ghost might have spoken to your heart to let you know that Christ lives. I myself have had this experience several times and know without a shadow of a doubt that he really does live and he loves each of us. So maybe for those who are listening, you could ask your mom or dad or other adult if they would be willing to share with you their story about how they know that Christ lives. Now, Nephi continues and prophesies about our day today, these latter days. He said that after his posterity and his brother's posterity would destroy each other in wars and then eventually be smitten and bullied by the Gentiles, and after the Lord has punished them in many ways for their wickedness, then God will remember the prayers of the righteous and will begin to fulfill the covenant that he made with his ancient prophets to gather Israel again into his church. And then Nephi says something that might sound kind of funny to us. It's a phrase that you will read all throughout the Book of Mormon. He said, "Those who are destroyed will speak to my posterity out of the ground." And they will, he said, they will whisper low out of the dust, and their voice will be like one who has a familiar spirit. Do you have any idea what it means to speak out of the dust?
You know, well, to hear voices come out of the ground?
Yeah, when I was little, I used to imagine dust floating through the air and forming words and sentences on the ground for people to read. That's what made sense to me when I was little, but that is not exactly what Nephi was trying to describe. So we know that when people have passed away, their bodies are buried in the ground or the dust of the earth, and their bodies eventually wear down and become just like the dust. And familiar spirits are the spirits of loved ones who we know and are familiar with. So when Nephi says that familiar spirits will speak to his posterity living in the Americas out of the dust, it means that their ancestors who have already died will speak to them from the records that they have buried in the ground. Or in other words,
that voices will come out of the ground?
Nope, it will be the Book of Mormon. So the writings, the writings that they have recorded down will be buried in the ground. And when Joseph Smith buried them or got them out of the ground, then it was like their voices were speaking to their posterity through their writings.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, God said that those who didn't believe their words and who tried to destroy God's work would not be able to get the records or the plates because he would protect them. Nephi said that at the day that the Book of Mormon would come forth, God would let the Gentiles bully and smite his wicked posterity. He prophesied that even some of the Gentiles would become very prideful, like they were puffed up. They would build many churches that did not follow Christ, and they would deny God's miracles. And they would grind the faces of the poor into the ground, and they would not have any love or hope or faith in their hearts. Satan would lead around many people, just like he had tied a big rope around their necks so that they couldn't escape him. Their world would be so very dark. But do you think God works in darkness?
No way.
No. He doesn't do anything unless it helps the world be a better place. Remember, Jesus Christ laid down his life for the world so that he can invite everyone to come to him to repent and be forgiven. He doesn't command anyone to stay away from him. That's the opposite of what he does. He doesn't call out, "Stay away from me, you wicked and filthy people." Nope. He calls out and says, "Come to me, everyone. Buy milk and honey for free. I don't want your money. I just want your loving and repentful hearts." Nephi continues, Jesus never tells anyone to stay away from the church. He doesn't command anyone to not be saved. Instead, he gives away salvation for free to anyone who has faith in him. He wants everyone to repent and turn to him so that they can have happiness living with Heavenly Father forever. No one, absolutely no one, is kept away from coming to Christ. It is only Satan and his followers who would try to keep anyone away from the Savior. And Jesus warns us against anyone who tries to keep us away from him, like those who claim that they are a light for the world and that they want to lead people to worship them instead of worshiping Christ. Instead, he commands us all to follow him and try to develop his same type of love that he has for everyone. Do you know what charity is? It is true love, perfect love, a pure love that our Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother and Jesus have for us. Nephi says that if we don't have charity, we are nothing. Charity helps us to serve others and care for them as Jesus wants us to care for them. Of course, he has given all of us commandments of things not to do, like we shouldn't murder or lie or steal or envy or hate each other or act inappropriately with each other. And the commandment to have charity is something we should do. It is so important that many of the prophets in the Book of Mormon encourage us to have charity for one another. But the thing is, feeling charity towards others is really difficult sometimes. So prophets have told us that we can develop charity for others by praying for it. So try asking Heavenly Father in your prayers tonight to help bless you with charity so that you can become even more like Jesus. Now, guess what? I mistakenly told you a while ago that we were done with Isaiah's prophecies for a little while, but I was completely wrong. Nephi has more of Isaiah's words to share with us. We know that Isaiah prophesied about the times that we're living in today, and he said that in our day, the world would be absolutely covered with wicked people, and it is. He said that the Lord would send many natural disasters to the earth to warn the wicked people who are fighting against God's saints, who are trying to build up Zion. He says, anyone who fights against Zion will feel like they are in a dream where they're so hungry. And then they find food and eat and eat and eat and eat. But then they wake up and find that their soul is empty. Or it's like they're having a dream that they're so thirsty. And then they find water and drink and drink and drink and drink. But when they wake up, they find that they feel sick and are still thirsty. Doesn't that sound miserable? Isaiah says, "I have a warning for anyone who chooses to be wicked. The Lord is going to hold his blessings from anyone who chooses to close their eyes to his amazing works, and anyone who rejects the prophets and other church leaders." Then Isaiah began to prophesy about the Book of Mormon and the great and wonderful prophet Joseph Smith. He said, "God will give the Book of Mormon to the entire world, and anyone who wants to read it will be able to. Anyone who reads it with a soft heart will feel Christ's power and will be able to learn God's mysteries." Isaiah said that when the record of the Book of Mormon would be given to Joseph Smith on the gold plates, then only a few other men would be able to see it for themselves. Isaiah said that three men would be shown the plates by the power of God. And we know today that this happened just like Isaiah prophesied it would. Three of Joseph Smith's friends and helpers were visited by an angel who showed them the plates and other ancient artifacts from history. Isaiah also prophesied that a few others would be able to see it too, which we also know is true. Joseph Smith was able to show the plates to 8 other men who each held it, and these 11 men total bore witness or promised the world that they truly had seen the plates and that Joseph Smith was not lying about them. Then Isaiah prophesied about another event that we know truly happened. You see, God told Joseph Smith to give some of his translations of the Book of Mormon to his friend Martin, who then took them to a professor who knew a great deal about ancient languages and history. The professor was amazed at the translation, and he agreed that it was real. In his heart, he said, "Oh, I want to be famous and translate this book, and people will pay me great attention." But when he asked Martin to bring him the gold plates, and Martin said no, the professor said, "Well then, I'm sorry. I won't continue to work with you, and I will not read the rest of your book." So then God had Joseph Smith finish translating the book instead. Isn't it amazing that Isaiah saw all of this in a vision hundreds of years before it really happened? And the specific vision wasn't just prophesying about this one professor, but also about many, many, many people in the world today who reject the Book of Mormon too. Now, did you know that there were pages of the gold plates that were sealed or stuck together so that Joseph Smith couldn't translate them? It's true. We call them the sealed portion of the gold plates. Isaiah prophesied that after Joseph Smith had translated the Book of Mormon, God would hide the plates again from the world until he decided it was time for the sealed portion to be translated too. You see, the translation of the gold plates was a miracle, and God is a God of miracles and can share them with us whenever he wants to. He did tell Isaiah, though, that his miracles are only for those who have faith in him. God then gave warning to those who may act like they love him, but their hearts are actually far away from him. He said that the day would come when those who reject the Book of Mormon would perish, and since he knows everything and everyone, anyone who tries to run away from his punishment would be foolish. And on the other hand, though, those who read the Book of Mormon and believe its words will be able to rejoice and find joy in Christ. And even some who spend a long time in churches that don't teach all of God's truth will read the Book of Mormon and realize that they want to be part of our church, of Christ's church, the church that has the truth of the Book of Mormon. These righteous saints will be able to watch Satan and his followers lose their great battle against God. All right, chicken lickens, that is the end of my story for today. James ended up leaving me halfway through to go join Abigail because Abigail's been a little bit sick. So she was watching a show, and so James went to go watch a show with her. So until my next story, I hope you guys all have a beautiful day. Goodbye.